The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Some of my earliest trips to Haiti were as a member of a teacher training team. We conducted two-week programs for elementary and high school teachers aimed to fill gaps in subject matter and methodology resulting from 200 years of isolation and poverty. One year, a lot of things went wrong. The workshops were free to the teachers, but before we arrived, a local organizer had collected and pocketed tuition from all the participants. There was some misunderstanding about the cost of our housing, which came to a head when the guest house held our laundry hostage. My classroom had a unique layer of chaos because I was teaching my classes in Haitian Creole instead of in French, except that I didn't speak Creole. The previous year, my first year, when the class was in French, everybody in the classroom was operating in a foreign language. My logic was that if we all spoke Creole, the only person in the room who'd be struggling with a foreign language would be me, and I really hadn't come to Haiti to improve my French. I was teaching math. There were 40 students, and they worked in groups. Each day, we did a different hands-on activity with available materials like pebbles, folded paper, or a string compass. I always asked the same questions. What do you observe? What questions does this raise? Can you answer them? How do you know you're right? Why is this math? I started each class by explaining the steps of the day's activity and writing them on the board. Then I would ask if anyone had understood what I said. Usually it took some discussion for them to piece together what they were supposed to do and correct the sentences I'd written on the board. They set to work. I wandered from group to group, asked a few questions, and listened to them talk. By the middle of the second week, tensions were high. Even though I couldn't follow all the details, I did know that some of the spirited class discussions were about that tuition money. I had no clean clothes. Some of the other teachers were having meltdowns. Students fell asleep in class because they were hungry. One evening on the street, I ran into a man from one of my classes, an animated, voluble person studying to be a preacher, and I could see why. Words flowed out of him, roiled down his fluid, gesticulating arms, and washed all over me. The gist of his speech was that my class was a wonderful, life-changing experience. Yeah, right, I thought. Just tell me one thing, I said, one thing that you'll do different when school starts because you were in this class. He drew in all his limbs, and he spoke in even tones. Well, actually, there are three things, he said. Three things I'm going to do differently. First, when I talk to a student who's sitting in their desk, I'm going to squat down next to them the way you do so we see one another face to face. Second, I'm going to allow myself to smile. And third, I'm going to play with the students at recess. Three things. If I had been able to talk better, he might have known I was speechless. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.